Well, for those of us who live in the city, there are just way too many city people who don't get a chance to experience how salt of the earth the people who live in our more rural areas are. With our busy lives, often we don't have time to help anybody out. I heard about something that happened over in Eastern Washington, in Ritzville, to be exact, and I think it is one of those stories that reveals the character of small towns that still exists in America today. And the man at the center of this story is Larry Yockey, and he joins us here on Cairo Radio. Mr. Yockey, it's really a pleasure to talk to you this afternoon.
Pleasure to talk to you and spread a little good joy to everybody.
Yes, indeed, even though there's a bit of sadness attached with your story. Tell me about your farm that you have over there, Larry.
What I have, I raise dry land wheat over here in Ritzville, Washington, which is probably, anybody that's familiar with Eastern Washington have been to Spokane. It's along I-90, about 60 miles west of Spokane. I don't have any irrigation. It's all dry land wheat. I had about 1,200 acres this year that I cut. So,
Okay, and that job got particularly challenging for you this year. Tell us why.
Yes, it did. In February, I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. It was a melanoma, which started with a dot on my back, and by the time we got all the scans done, it had spread to my whole skeletal system, mostly ribs and hips and back. And it was pretty debilitating to start with. For the first month or two, I could barely get around. We started taking a treatment with the help of Seattle Cancer Care and Cancer Care Northwest up here in Spokane, working together. We got a program put together. We kind of knocked the cancer back in the first two or three months pretty good.
Yep.
But the damage had been done so severely to my skeletal system that it was just, I was still weak, limited to lifting 10 to 15 pounds maximum, warned not to fall down, all those good things. I was basically a brittle man.
Yeah.
It limited what I could do. I hired some operations done this spring, hoping for the best. We got most of our work done. And then, of course, at this time of year is the time to harvest. And I had about 1,200 acres of wheat to harvest.
Okay, let me pause right there. So in a year in which you are fully healthy, are you able to work the land by yourself, or do you always have to hire help even under the best of conditions?
In my size farm, I can work it by myself, all except for at harvest. And then I run one machine, and I hire a couple truck drivers as well. So the only time I ever hire normally is just a couple guys for 3 weeks to cut it.
Okay. Oh, got it. And if you lose a season because of your physical condition, what does that mean for you financially?
Oh, it's devastating over here. Ag is ag. It's like a lot of businesses. It's we operate on a pretty thin margin over here.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's my income off this farm is bordering on at least 95% of my total income, or 90%. My wife works on the side, but the majority of my income by far comes off this farm.
Okay. I also saw that you and I have something in common. You also have three daughters, is that right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. How old are they? My girls are 29, 25, and 24 now. How old are your daughters?
We go about from the late 30s to the youngest one being 24.
Okay. All right. So we're right there together. So,
yeah.
So, I mean, and I also understand that, you know, dads, we've been the breadwinner our whole life. And, you know, I dealt with a couple of medical things last year. And I know that it's a pride thing. There's just a lot of stuff going on when you're not able to do all the things that you want to do.
That's correct. It's just it's almost as devastating mentally as it is physically. You're right.
Yep. So, and out of all of this, Larry, something just absolutely beautiful happened. Tell me about all the neighbors, the 60 neighbors who live around the Yockey farm there in Ritzville.
Right, we had people come in. What had happened was they knew what kind of shape I was in. A few of the people in here that I'm around all the time knew the shape I was in. I had knew something was up about a month, month and a half ago, and they said, don't worry about working on your equipment for harvest. I think we've got something going on. I think we can cover you. So I kind of suspected that they were probably going to set up what we call a harvest bee, where everybody gets, on one day, they get all these machines, all these trucks together, and they just come over to a place and hammer that harvest in a day. And I finally heard about it, gave them the go-ahead, and two gentlemen that are friends of mine, Brian Doyle and Jim Hyder, were the ones that put this thing together. And we're just beyond all expectations, man. This combine started showing up late Saturday. We were going to cut Sunday. And unbelievable. What I normally take, 12 to 16 days to cut in a normal year, we did in about 6 or 7 hours. We just knocked it out.
My good. And literally you had 60 neighbors participating in this?
Yes, at least 60. We had a lot of people standing around. We had donuts, coffee in the morning. Some of the women in town and the guys in town provided, which was kind of a good time. We had the volunteer fire department out here, a couple trucks just in case we got a fire going. The fire danger is fairly high, of course, in eastern Washington this time of year. So we just had everybody putting in a lot of, everybody had a lot of fun, too, doing it. That's the main thing. Everybody stayed safe. And it's just, it's unbelievable in these small towns and communities how they can come together like that. No complaining, just get the job done. You know, that's what we do.
So. Yeah. Hey, I'm a very emotional guy, Larry. Are you?
Oh, not much, but you, let me tell you, Sunday I was. Yeah, Sunday I was.
Describe that. Describe that emotion when you looked out there and saw all these friends and neighbors working your field.
Oh, I'm just done. You know, when I drove around in the morning, all that grain was standing out there, and within about 6 or 7 hours, it's all gone. Everybody's wrapping up, but I tried to get around best I could, thank everybody in person. By the end of the day, I'm hurt pretty bad physically, but I'm telling you, I was choked up. I was literally choked up, and they were too. So.
Sounds like you've touched a lot of lives there, and vice versa.
Well, I think so. I think so. You don't realize it until tragedy or something like this hits. It's just nice to see. I lived over in the big city. I lived over in the Seattle area for 12 years. I went to college there and started working for the Boeing company over there. And it's sad to see that I think some communities have the same attitude. It's too bad more don't. Just, you know, meet your neighbors. If you got a problem, you know, whether it be a natural disaster or whatever, pull together, man.
Yeah.
It'll give you such a good feeling to help your neighbors. It's unbelievable.
Hey, and I hope you don't mind my asking this. I just don't know enough about skin cancer. What's the prognosis for you, sir?
Well, it's not terrible right now. Like I said, we've set it back pretty good, but it is melanoma stage 4, which is the bad skin cancer. There's different skin cancers. This is the bad one.
Yeah.
We've got it on the run now. I don't know how far we can knock it back and how long we can keep it knocked back. You know, you just don't know. It's month to month, and that's the way it goes. So.
Yeah, understood. Well, I know that one of the things that cancer docs have always told me is that attitude plays a huge role. And when you are surrounded by so much love, I can only imagine that that's going to be an unbelievable benefit as you continue this battle.
It definitely is, and it kind of gives me more reason to fight it. I want to be around to help these guys some more, too, and these people, you know. So
yeah. What a beautiful community. What a beautiful story, Larry.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you for sharing it with me and my listeners, and all my best to you, sir.
All the best to your listeners.
Okay, thank you. It's Larry Yockey over in Ritzville, Washington, where 60 neighbors came to help him take care of his 1,200-acre farm in a time of need, and that's just a beautiful story. I'd love to hear your thoughts on all this. You can text me at 98973. That's our text line, 98973. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this because I just adore this story. All right, we have lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show. Point our rocking chairs towards the west and plant our dreams where the peaceful never flows.